In 1981, the law enforcement torch run started in Wichita, Kansas, and has grown to become an international event with over 1,500 police officers participating. Officers run across their districts carrying a torch, or flame of hope, to garner attention and money from local communities. The goal is to raise enough funds to support room and board costs for the athletes participating in the Special Olympics. Nationwide, most of the relays happen simultaneously and culminate to the single largest Special Olympics fundraiser of the year. On Wednesday, about 36 police officers, military personnel, and athletes from the Eugene-Springfield area jogged into the Valley River Center parking lot to the cheers of supporters. Over the last several days, this torch has traveled from Roseburg from one town to the next until it reaches its final destination of Newburgh, Oregon for the Summer State Games, Saturday. Athlete Ricky Kane is a multi-sport contender.
The 1,500-meter dash, and I do the shot put in the relay.
He'll be joined by fellow athlete Molly Muir.
I do shot put, 100-meter, and 4x1.
The two athletes were joined by a number of police personnel, including Officer Richard Lewis, who ran about 6 miles from the Springfield Police Department.
We have a long history of helping Special Olympics out, mainly with handing out medals and special events. And it's a really good chance for us to get out there amongst the community. Great organization. They've been supportive of law enforcement like we've been supportive of them.
Sure.
And it's worked out great for years.
Eugene Springfield will be sending about 120 athletes to Newburgh, where more than 2,000 athletes will be competing. Local Special Olympics program coordinator Ted Barker says the Lane County program has been a huge hit.
We've had great success. We had three coaches on for the World Games in Greece that got to go, which is really unusual because we only like 60-some coaches in the nation, and we had three out of Eugene. So we have a great coaching group here.
The majority of the local chapter's $15,000 to $20,000 budget comes from revenue from the relay. The group also does a polar plunge and a variety of smaller fundraisers throughout the year to support the athletes. The games will be held Saturday and Sunday, July 12th and 13th in Newburgh. For more information, you can find a link on the KLCC.org website. Charlie Dietz, KLCC News.